Atma Namaste, this is Ramakrishnan, a student of Ranik Healing. We are going to talk about what is called spiritual empowerment. Empowerment is a very powerful word. When you add spirituality to the word, the power is magnified manifold. So spiritual empowerment is a very super powerful, and with that superpower, all of us can become instrument of divine plan by helping all of our fellow beings to solve their problems and to evolve. Let us look at how Grandmaster's Pranic Healing is a spiritual empowerment tool. Grandmaster Chokok Sui has given us this science of energy healing called Pranic Healing. How do we identify if a person is empowered or not? You can find that if he is able to solve his problems, create value for others and himself by using the tools he has access to. He can solve his own problems without actually turning to others or without depending on others every now and then. Interdependence is there, but at the same time, how does he act before dependent on others for helping himself or others? This person has inner strength to look at problems as challenges, as opportunities for growth and for revolution. He also has the time, energy and the necessary material resources to upgrade himself to the next level. By constantly upgrading himself, his higher faculties are also developed and opened up. Say for instance, he becomes more intuitive. He is able to instantaneously form a bigger picture of the problem he is trying to solve, and also comes up with a simpler but effective and powerful solution. For example, when Grandmaster Chokok Sui studied the energy healing techniques, he simplified the energy healing techniques and brought out what is called Pranic Healing, which has 7 basic Pranic Healing techniques. If you learn and apply these 7 basic Pranic Healing techniques, you can very easily learn to heal. Later, based on these steps, you can build your knowledge base and learn more things. Coming back to the qualities of empowered person, he is able to operate at different levels. He has a bigger picture and is able to come down to the details and act on different tasks so that he can complete the picture. There is a story of a couple of persons working for an engineering company. These two men go into areas where they need to install equipment. Once they go into an area where there's a small river, they were about to finish their work and return home. They hear the cries of someone to save himself. Help! Help! This worker rushed to the river and realized somebody has fallen into the river and is being washed away. As one of them is calling for ambulance and help, the other person with great difficulty swims and rescues the person from the river. Before they leave the place, they hear another cry for help, then subsequently another one, and many more. They find it difficult to help all those who are floating down the stream. They are also surprised why so many people are falling into the river, but little did they realize that there is something going on upstream. What was happening? About a mile upstream, there is a mentally disturbed person pushing people from a bridge on the river. Had they had a higher view of what was happening, they could have stopped more people from falling into the river. This is a good example of how higher knowledge or a bigger picture can save a lot of effort on the physical level. Some of these can also prevent damages. There are several secrets given in the basic Pranic Healing book and the other books of Grandmaster Chokok Sui. Example is the existence of secondary navel chakras and their functions, and how we can use them is given in the basic Pranic Healing book. This is a very important aspect of Grandmaster's books. Lots of secrets are stored in small places. This chakra we talked about, the secondary navel chakras, are very important if you wish to become a good healer. Read the books and uncover the secrets. Read the chapters of this great book and all the other books. Remember, there are great energies in these books. After reading the teachings, you will have to remember them and then practice the teachings and then you master the teachings. Now, how you apply the techniques is very important. Pranic healing is a way of life. A student getting into this way of life will understand and appreciate higher lives, higher thoughts, esoteric secrets talked and discussed in all the books. I have observed pranic healers are very creative. The science and art of pranic healing provides an individual to understand all the bits and pieces and form a higher picture. Now let us talk about the I am that I am affirmation. If you have learnt Arhati Yoga preparatory course, Master teaches that we are all souls and that we are not the body or the thoughts or the emotions or even the mind, and that we are the soul. The teachings are very simple, very clear in the I am affirmation. After every part of the affirmation, stop all thoughts. Be still for 5 to 10 seconds. Then reflect that piece of affirmation you just affirmed. Once you have finished, you would realize that your outlook towards life and other things have changed. Just in one session, and the effect gains momentum in every session you do or every time you affirm. Every part of the affirmation is loaded with effects which help bring down divine energies, brings about positive change. Grandmaster has given this affirmation, which has all the sacred affirmations of the Vedas, in a single piece or a single location. Let us look at how the I am affirmation is structured. I am not the body. Naha deham, which means I am not the body in Sanskrit. I am not the emotions. Naha bhavam, I am not the emotions. I am not the thoughts. Naha vicharam, I am not the mind. Naha manam. The mind is only a subtle instrument of the soul. Manam sukshma sariram, I am the soul. Aham atma, I am a spiritual being of divine intelligence, divine love and divine power. Prajnanam brahma, I am one with my higher soul. Soham, I am that I am. Tattvamasi. In this place, Tattvamasi is given as an instruction to the student. So I could also say that Tattvamasi or Aham Tat Asi, I am that I am. There are different meanings or interpretations of this. So one of them in the Advaita philosophy is absolute equality of Tat, or the ultimate reality, Brahman, and Tvam is the individual self or the Jiva. Similarly, every philosophy has a distinct interpretation of this. So there is so much power in these words. The next is, I am one with the divine spark within me. I am Atma Brahma. The meaning of that is the self is Brahman. I am connected with God. I am one with God. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. This is the affirmation from Brihadaranya Upanishad from Yajurveda. I am one with all. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. Relating the I am that I am with empowerment. Let us relate the ideas of empowered person with the I am affirmation and how a person becomes spiritually empowered. We can do the experiment asking the question, who should I automatically give the answer that I am the soul? Let's look at the spiritual anatomy of the soul. The personality or the incarnated soul is called the Jivatma in Sanskrit. Higher self is called the Atma. The divine spark within us is called the Paramatma. And the Paramatma is connected to the Parabrahman. You may consider the Jivatma as a small ball of intense light, energy and consciousness, which is connected to the higher self through a tube, which we call the Antakarana. The higher self or the Atma can be considered as a thousands of times bigger ball of light, energy and consciousness, much more stronger, much more powerful, much perfect on its own plane, which is in turn connected to still infinitely larger divine spark or the Paramatma. Paramatma came from and is connected to the Supreme Being. Empowerment is being equipped with necessary tools and techniques to do things for others and oneself, making the world a better place to live. What is realization? Our understanding of the truth and the universe is at different levels. Some people are so very developed and have more clear an understanding. Realization is a deep inner understanding of the things which is generally heard or read but not internalized. To give you an example, a child when touched fire burned the finger has an inner realization that fire will hurt you if you touch it in bare hands. Then the child does not or will not touch fire. Let's take an example of another child which hasn't experienced this. The mother or the parents keep telling the child not to touch. Still, as it never has experienced the touch of fire, it will not be careful when handling fire. When a person understanding is so deep, generally coming from experience and practice, that it starts to influence all his actions. The understanding can be considered as realization of those aspects of life.